On a winded Wednesday morning, I'm Dave Foster with Duane Shake and a special guest on the phone this morning, Senator Joe Donnelly joining us this morning. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. Thanks for having me with you today.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Let's start out and talk about the news that came last night that Carrier is going to stay in Indiana because of some sort of deal the president-elect has negotiated. Have you heard any details on what's happening there?
I have not been privy to the details. I have been working nonstop on this for 9 months now to try to make sure we could keep the jobs here, and I'm glad that the president-elect worked on this and was able to help in changing Carrier's mind.
He's due in the state tomorrow to apparently tell us what's happening there, but we know in a statement you released last night, you talked about some other companies moving south of the border, and you're calling for some action to change those laws, right?
Right. What we're trying to do is make sure that our laws are set up to benefit Americans and to benefit Hoosiers. So things like federal contracts, not just sitting by while companies move their jobs overseas and then still want federal contracts. It's like if you want to be able to do business with the federal government, you ought to be able to work with American workers as well. And so also ensuring that in tax laws that we don't provide tax credits or tax deductions for moving costs to move things overseas. Believe it or not, Carrier was in line for a tax deduction for their costs of moving their machinery to Mexico, and that's crazy to me. And so I want to make sure that we're standing up for Hoosiers.
And is there anything in place to stop that when the session gets underway?
Well, we're working right now on legislation. I've proposed to the Finance Committee that they start putting legislation together on this, that I would be a partner in every step of the way, and we're trying to make sure that we can get that done.
All right. I know another subject you wanted to talk about is your continuing effort to combat opioid addiction in the states. Last week, you calling on the Senate to provide more funding through the 21st Century Cures Act.
We work very hard to pass what's called the CARA Act, which is working against drug addiction, working against opioids and heroin. And so we were able to change prescribing practices to lessen the presence of opioids. And now what we're doing is providing some additional funding to help with the treatment, to help with getting these opioids off the street, and to help with making sure we can get the scourge under control.
And we had a story this morning that child abuse and neglect is up in the state almost 100% in the last 10 years, and some of that's being attributed to the opioid problem.
It is heartbreaking. And we need to have good jobs. We need people to be trained. We need them to love their kids, and we need them to stay off of opioids.
And something else that I know you're proud of, you started working on a couple of weeks ago, or announced a couple of weeks ago, you're going to get a Desert Storm War Memorial in D.C.
Yes. Our men and women who served in Desert Storm, which was in the early 90s, over 600,000 of them served. They worked incredibly hard. They stepped up to protect our country. Many lost their lives, and I want to honor their service just like the service of others has been honored.
What's the status of getting that?
We're moving along on it. We're trying to find a location for it. The location we're hoping for is near the Vietnam Memorial, because so many Vietnam vets also fought in Desert Storm and in the Gulf War. And so what we're trying to do is make it so that they're near one another.
Okay. We haven't talked to you since before the election, so I wanted to get your thoughts or observations on the election or the attitude of the country. We even had a story this morning about how to keep your emotions in check at the dinner table over the holidays. So any thoughts or observations on the election and what happened and what's happening?
Oh, sure. I want to congratulate President-elect Trump, and my job is to do what's right for America and to help Hoosier families. And so anytime that the president-elect has a good program, count me in to help him with it and to get it done. I think part of the message that was being sent was, look, focus on our lives, on the people of Indiana, on the people of America. I work very, very hard to make sure I have every Hoosier's back every single day, that I'm fighting for them. And I think that's what people want.
All right. Anything else you want to add this morning, Senator?
Just how grateful I am to all the people of Davies County, and I hope they have a wonderful Christmas if I don't talk to them before then, in the whole region.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, too, and thanks again.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right. Senator Joe Donnelly.